Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council Office in Washington, D.C. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
FSA recommends that owners and producers record all pertinent information of natural disaster consequences, including crop records, seed and fertilizer purchases, planting and production records, photos of on-farm storage facilities that were destroyed by wind or floodwaters, evidence of damaged farmland, documentation of the numbers and kind of livestock that have died, supplemented if possible by photographs or video records of ownership and losses, dates of death supported by birth recordings or purchase receipts, cost of transporting livestock to safer grounds or to move animals to new pastures, and feed purchases if supplies or grazing pastures are destroyed.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Emergency Conservation Program, or ECP, may be able to assist producers who need to repair farmland or remove debris due to Hurricane Sandy. FSA currently has $15.5 million available for producers in counties that received a major disaster declaration pursuant to the Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act. Producers located in counties that have not received a major disaster declaration should visit their local FSA office for information on ECP if funding becomes available in the future.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Producers who need emergency credit may receive assistance through the Emergency Loan Program if they need assistance recovering from production and physical losses due to natural disasters. Producers are eligible for these loans as soon as their county is declared a presidential or secretarial disaster county.